Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. It's all there for you, and it's all free. I'm excited about having a father and son, a father and daughter team in front of me. I almost messed up there. I'm so used to saying that with some of the other folks. A father and daughter team. Danilo Novak and Natalie Novak are here. They're in the real estate business. Danilo, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. How are you? Good morning.
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Hi, Natalie.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having us.
It's good to have you here. And they're both sitting in front of me, folks, as I continue to broadcast live from Orlando, Florida. And they're in the real estate business. Now, Danilo, you've got an interesting story. You started life in Peru, didn't you?
Exactly. I used to live in Peru. I was working for NCR, and I moved to the United States like 20 years ago. I was at the beginning in Puerto Rico for 5 years working for a National Cash Register, and then I moved to Miami. I was in Miami just for a year, and I moved to Orlando, and I realized that it was the best place to be.
So you've been in Orlando now about 16 years?
Yep.
And when did you go in the real estate business?
As soon as I came in. I used to have a printing company, and in a year period, I met a lot of people, and a lot of people were asking me about the real estate industry, and I had in my mind the idea to open an office. So I went to school, and I get my real estate license, and at the beginning, I start selling timeshare, and that is a big industry here in Orlando. And then, after, I will say, probably 12 years, I opened my own company. So the company is 3 years old, and it's a family business, and I have a lot of
You were telling me about that. In addition to Natalie, your beautiful daughter sitting here across the table from me,
Thank you.
You mentioned that that you have 25 people working in your company. How many of them are family members?
Like 12.
12? Like half are family members.
Yeah.
And everybody gets along, Natalie, everybody gets along perfectly well all the time, right?
Well, I'm not so sure. We get along, but, you know, when you have family, it's just, you
well,
know.
Well, and, you know, those brown Latin eyes, you know, they, you know, when you add the Latin influence there, right, folks?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you can get exciting sometimes,
yes.
Huh?
Everybody has their own personality.
No.
I have to say.
Well, you know, Latin or not, family businesses are tough.
It is very tough.
I'll tell you what, when it works, it is the most beautiful thing in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
Right, Dad?
Absolutely.
When it doesn't work and it can't be fixed, it can be really ugly.
Yes.
How do you, when things get off the track a little bit, Natalie, how do you fix that?
Well, I have to tell you that one of the big things that we have is communication. I think that anytime we come across a problem, we sit down and we talk about it. And that's really the only way that we can solve any kind of issue, problem, whether it's real estate related, personally related, even if family feelings get involved, we have to sit down and talk about it.
Right. And a lot of respect, right, Danilo?
A lot of respect.
You got to have respect for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But even then, it can be tough. But we'll have to talk about that another time. I want to talk about the real estate business right now. Because the real estate business is like a lot of industries, technology is changing it significantly, isn't it? The real estate brokerage business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was talking with some of the reps in my office the other day, and I was telling them that it's very important that they get involved with the computer right now, because I will say that probably 70 to 75% of the people right now, before they buy real estate, they go into the internet and they start searching the computer. So I really
they're smarter when they, by the time they contact you, they're a lot smarter, aren't they, about what they want and about what's available, right, Natalie?
They're very well aware of what's going on.
Yeah, they don't depend upon you for as much as they used to.
They have a lot more information now.
Right.
Yeah.
Give us your website, Natalie.
Absolutely. My website is www.novacrealtycorp.com.
Novak Realty Corp. Realty Corp. And that's N-O-V-A-K, RealtyCorp.com. All right. So that's the way. And, folks, it's not your grandfather's real estate website. It's a good website. It's a pretty cool website. Okay. What do you now, Natalie, you're a young lady, and
yes.
And you're probably working with a lot of young couples out there wanting to buy their first home, maybe something like that. How are they changing? How is that different from than say, you know, a few years ago? Is it much? We talk about people being more informed, more educated. What are they asking you for when they contact you?
Well, I help out also in the company with the mortgage aspect of it.
Right.
I think that there's so many things out there, like very low monthly payments, and people are a little bit confused with what's going on. Although they are aware of what's going on, they don't have the full information. They don't have all the details.
They have pieces of the puzzle.
Correct.
You help them put the puzzle together.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, that's you talked about being in the mortgage business.
Yes.
Now, see, that, Dan Lowe, that's very smart, what you did there with the mortgage company, because I would think that a realty company that just offered the one thing could slowly but surely become a little obsolete, because more and more people don't need a realtor to take them all over town as much, because they've got the websites. They can take the virtual tours and all that, right?
Absolutely.
So they need to have other reasons to come to do business with you, right? Because you can sort of give them the full package, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly the idea. We are trying to have just one-stop shopping in the office. If people need a mortgage to buy the property, they come and see Natalie. After Natalie qualified the people, she gave me the people. Mm-hmm. And we start just talking about what type of properties they need and all of that stuff.
And so, Natalie, once you've done that, now they're kind of tied to you. Not that they have to do business with you, but they feel a connection.
So.
Well, they feel a connection. Not only have you done a good job, but you now have information that they don't have to go deal with. They don't have to go give all that information to someone else.
And I have to tell you that I think a lot of the people feel very, very comfortable with the fact that we're family.
Right.
I think they feel very comfortable that if my father has a client that he says, I have a young daughter who can help you with the mortgage, and they feel comfortable.
Right.
They feel trust.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a benefit for us.
There's no question about it. And that's an example. When people know that family members are involved, I think people like that when they know they're involved with a small business like that. All right, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I've got Danilo Novak and his daughter, Natalie Novak. That's just two of the 12 family members in this 25-person company here in Orlando, Florida. The company is called Novak Realty. And when we come back, they've lent their brands and their support to a pretty important cause. And I'm going to get them to tell us about that and why they would do something like that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blysengame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blysengame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with my new friends, Danilo Novak and his daughter, Natalie Novak, second generation small business. I like the way that sounds, don't you, Danilo?
Absolutely.
Second generation, and are there grandkids? Are there grandchildren, Natalie?
No,
Novak
not yet.
Grandchildren yet?
No, yet.
No, not yet.
Well, that's on the horizon, though, right?
Probably coming soon.
One of these days, and Natalie's shaking her head.
No.
And not for a while, but maybe it'll be third generation.
Absolutely.
Company. That'd be great.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, Natalie, you guys have an outstanding realty company here in the Orlando area.
Yes.
But that's not all that you do. You guys wanted to find a cause, didn't you? You wanted something that you could,
yes,
that you could get excited about, that you could be passionate about, that you felt that was a really something really important that you wanted to be part of.
Yes.
And I know Dan Lowe that you're very much involved in this, but Natalie, I think you're driving this train primarily, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Tell us about it.
Well, when I moved from Miami after school, I decided to join my father. But something that I thought was really, really important was that just as we get from the community to give back. So I was looking for an organization, and I ran into the Arnold Palmer Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, researched many different organizations, but found that this was the one that really did it for me.
Why did it do it for you?
Well, not only have we had family and friends that have been taken care of from the Arnold Palmer.
Benefited from the great work that they do.
In the neonatal department and just different areas like the cancer and women's. And so I felt like we wanted to give to the Arnold Palmer and give back to the community that way.
And so, down low, she came to you with this idea.
Absolutely.
And what did you say?
I support her 100%. When she told me about the Arnold Palmer, we were just thinking about how we can help. And I was telling Natalie that will be a good idea just to give a percentage of the commission that we make every single time we sell or listing properties. And that's what we did. You know, I was talking to Natalie. We meet with the people in the Arnold Palmer, and we just start talking about it, about the possibilities to donate to the Arnold Palmer. And obviously, they were very happy. And we went, and we did like a little tour in the hospital, and he was very impressed.
That will tug at your heartstrings, won't it?
Absolutely.
We've had that tour a couple of times. And I'll tell you, take your tissue with you, ladies.
Absolutely.
And guys, you know, you you know, burly guys, take your handkerchiefs with you.
It's amazing what these doctors can do and the kind of lives that they can save.
And the impact that they make on families.
Absolutely. And it's not only that. I guess that the people that work inside of a hospital, they really don't care about the money. They just care about the situations. You know, they give their heart for the work they do.
You know, they're passionate.
They are very passionate,
about what they do.
That touches a lot.
We certainly found that to be true. And so now you've got this organization that you're very passionate about. You're one of their partners in the community. And you're giving a percentage of your commissions to the hospital. And what has that done for your company?
Not just giving just a certain percentage. What I also try to do from the public relations aspect of it, I try to get other companies involved with the Arnold Palmer.
So you're helping them find other partners.
Correct. We had an event not too long ago with Macy's, which was a shop for a cause.
Right.
And I got the Arnold Palmer involved so they could raise money for their organization.
Right.
Not necessarily for our benefit per se, but absolutely.
But your brand was part of that, wasn't it?
Yes, our brand was
part of it. So there's nothing wrong with doing good and the community knowing your company is doing that good thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
In the previous hour, one of my guests quoted Benjamin Franklin, who said, "Do well by doing good." And so that I think that's very important. And
it feels good to do well. It feels good.
It makes you feel good. How does it impact the employees in your company? How do they like knowing that this is what you guys are doing?
I think that they feel very strongly about it. They feel that we're just not out there to do real estate, but that we have a good heart and that we like to give back. And it's interesting how they all want to get involved as well. Mm-hmm. They want to go and tour the hospital as well and see.
And how does that, Danilo, what do you think that's doing for your retention of employees? Is this contributing to people wanting to stay with your company?
I think so. I mean, at the beginning when we came with the idea, we had a meeting and I talked about it and everybody liked it. I mean, everybody is aware that giving is when you receive. And everybody is aware of the beautiful work that the Orlando Palmer Hospital is doing. So when we came the idea to donate some money, everybody agreed. And they like it. And as a matter of fact, there are some reps that they brought another agent from different real estate companies to our office. And every single time we talk about the donations that we do, they like it.
Well, and see, that's a recruiting tool.
Yep.
As well as a retention tool.
Absolutely.
And it's all good.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with your company benefiting from this. And folks, Danilo and Natalie, I want to thank you for bringing this great story, telling us about your small business. I want to congratulate you on it.
Thank you, Jim, on having
your family work in the business, and so far no one's gotten hurt. That's great. You know,
Jim,
an accomplishment. And thank you for all that you do for your community, including the Arnold Palmer Hospitals.
Thank you, Jim.
Danilo Novak and his daughter Natalie Novak and 10 other family members in this business. Isn't that great? I love these kinds of stories. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back with John Bozart. He's with the Arnold Palmer Hospitals.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.